Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Tamil Nadu Mercantile Bank Limited Q3 FY23 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. S. Krishnan, Managing Director and CEO, Tamil Nadu Mercantile Bank Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Very good evening to my friends who are on the con call. At the outset, it gives me immense pleasure to share with you the results of the bank for the Q3, which was adopted in the earlier day of the today. Time of today, and the presentations are available on the website of the bank and also uploaded on the stock exchanges. But nevertheless, I'll just quickly take you through some of the key parameters. I'm sure that every one of you might have made an analysis of that, and I'll be more interested to have interaction with you. But still, I will take a few of the points for the consideration of all my friends present here. When I talk of any company, normally it looks into what is how the shareholders' value can be enhanced. That is what it is ultimately. So if you look into, the bank has done extremely well on enhancing the shareholders' value, be it the net worth, be it the book value per share, earnings per share, return on assets, which is true, which is one of the good in the industry, ROE, and the bank CET1. Equal to 22.85%. As I said, the ROE is at 17.14, which is again a good return. And every one of you know that the bank came out with an IPO in the last quarter, in the mid of September. We got our shares listed in both the stock exchanges. And subsequent to that, there is an increase of shares, and the share capital increased by about 15 crore, and the rest towards the share premium. The bank came out with a price is of 510 per share. Now, coming back to the performance highlights of the bank for the Q3, the CASA has grown by about 10%. The advances have grown by about 9%. The deposits, of course, is the growth is 3%. I will touch upon little later. The gross NPA has been considerably brought down from what it was a year back by about 40%. And the sequential quarter, the gross NPA is maintained at 1.7. The slippages have been confined to a greater extent. The net NPA has been further brought down to 0.75 as on 31st of December. Consequently, the provision coverage ratio has also gone up to nearly around 90%. Above all, the net profit has gone up by about 38% year-on-year during the Q3. The net profit is 280 crore against 202 crore a year back. The other interesting is the NIM. NIM is at 4.5 for the period ended December 22 on an annualized basis. So I was... The other parameter which normally one looks in the banking industry is about the asset quality, the slippage ratio. As I was telling that we could contain the slippage and maintain the gross NPA at 1.7. The slippage ratio for the quarter ended December is just at 0.19%. The gross NPA is to 1.7, net NPA at 0.75. The PCR has gone up to around 90%, 89.83 in nutshell. The credit cost, which is another important efficiency parameter, which will be looked into in the banking industry, the credit cost on an annualized basis for the period in December 22 comes to 0.32%, and I would like to recollect what the guidance I gave last time when I was discussing with you was it will be around 0.5 to 0.75 or so. So we are able to contain within 0.32. The cost of funds is almost static. We just have one bit up. The cost income ratio has been brought down to 41.93 from 43.16 a year back. And the cost of deposits have been maintained at the same level of 4.59. Having said this, I will also touch upon the asset quality, though I was telling about the NPA as on 31st of December, let me give you a flavor of how it has moved over the period. Over the period, it has come down substantially. And the other area is SMA. SMA is one which is, again, a parameter which is interesting to note. And the total SMA of the bank has come down to 8.41%. And this has come down from 12.42% a quarter back, and it was 10.19% a year back. Now, within the SMA, if I look into the SMA 2, which is more vulnerable, the percentage is only 2.26, which has come down from 2.82. If I look into the SMA 2 as at the end of the previous quarter, which was also to 985 crore, and the slippage during the current quarter is only 66 crores, indicating that we are able to contain the slippages to a greater extent. The stress assets ratio has also been brought down to 3.97 from 5.97 a year back. Now, I will come to the top line of the deposits. When I was talking, I told you that the deposits, where the CASA has increased the deposit was only 3.34. Let me give further flavor on that. While the savings has increased year on year by about 9.45%, the current account has increased by around 12%, more preciously around 1.82%, and thus the overall CASA has increased by 10.15%. However, the overall deposit growth is only 3.34, which indicates that my term deposits growth is not much. It is a conscious one that we are cost conscious. We were focusing on increasing the CASA. The CASA growth has come, though the CASA per se, the absolute number, if you look into, maybe slightly less from the previous quarter. But year on year, we could show a growth of around 10% in CASA. And the term deposit, when the demand is there, definitely we thought we will increase the price with the cost concern. Very recently, about a week or 10 days back, the ALCO of the bank met, and we have revised the rate of interest. Hopefully, that we will be able to mobilize more deposits. As far as advances is concerned, it has grown by about 9%, 8.77%. But again, let me tell you that the bank continues to focus on the RAM segment. RAM segment is one which is more diversified. There is no concentration risk. If I look into the mix of the bank on the advances portfolio, the RAM constitutes 89% and the corporate is just 11%, which again, an increase of about 200 bits over the previous quarter in the RAM as far as RAM is concerned. When I look into the growth in each segment within the RAM, the retail has grown by about 16% year on year. The agriculture has grown by about 13% and the MSME has grown around 7%, and thus the overall RAM has grown by about 11.3%. So the focus of the bank, the strategy of the bank to grow more in RAM has resulted with these numbers that we have been able to show a reasonable growth in this. Going forward, we will be concentrating on that. Does not mean that I am closing the doors of the corporates. The corporates will be selective. Where the good corporates are there with a good rating, and according to our policy, we will be definitely taking up. As far as the restructured advances are concerned, I have a restructured total book of around 896 crores, of which 790 crore is the standard and 91 crore is the LPA. And these books behave well. There are no concerns on this, much of concerns on this. Then, of course, I was last time telling that we have been permitted for expanding our footprint, and I'm glad to tell that though the permission came little back, we have opened 2 branches, and we have plans of opening around 25 branches before the end of this fiscal. That is what we plan. The digitalization, a lot of product processes are in the pipeline. Some of them we may be able to roll out quickly. Some of them may be in the beginning of the next fiscal. That is how it is. More particularly, I will be rolling out the tab banking where I can onboard a new customer by opening the account through the tab banking where my the public who wants to be a customer, they need not take the pains of visiting the branch. My relationship manager will be going there and completing all the process. This is almost in advanced stage. Today, I just received the IS audit report certificate clearance, and I will be rolling out that very shortly. Besides that, the bank has also entered into strategic alliances during this quarter with insurance companies, namely Bajaj Alliance, Kotak, Chola, and Max Life. Hope that these strategic alliances will also, one, provide a better and more products to my customers who can utilize the same. Second, it will also bring me more non-interest income. So going forward with the strong, the bank continues to show a strong bottom line with a good growth. We will continue to do that. I will stop here for the BVT and will be ready to interact with you. Along with me, I have my CFO, again, my namesake, Mr. Krishnan. So we are ready to discuss with you. Now over to you.
Thank you. Thank you. Sir, we are ready to take questions right now.
Yeah.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Participants who wish to ask a question may kindly press star 1 on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, kindly press star 1 to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Sandeep Joshi from Unify Capital. Kindly proceed.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. Hello, sir. Hi. So my question is on the corporate book. Sir, we have actually seen a decline of almost 20% sequentially on the corporate book. Can I just explain what led to this decline in this quarter?
No, see, basically, this quarter is not that specific one. In fact, last quarter we had some advances which was matured on the due date that has been paid. Otherwise, not this one. As I said, we will be taking a good corporate credit as and when we get a good one.
Okay, so I think I just missed you in between. So you mentioned that few of the corporates have got matured, and going ahead, you want to actually focus upon good quality of corporates. Is that a fair understanding? Is that what you were trying to communicate?
Yeah, fair understanding. Right, this is in the normal course. The loan got matured and it was closed, and the fresh one will be taking any good corporate. We are with open mind. We will be taking up, as I was giving in my initial brief, that the bank will continue to focus on the RAM segment, but at the same time, corporate will be picking up good quality corporates.
Okay, so basically, we were actually not comfortable with the corporates who got matured.
No, we were comfortable. See, the issue is whether he needs. It's an issue.
Okay.
He needs, definitely, we were very comfortable with the corporate. And as and when required, that corporate will be taking from us only.
Okay. Sir, because the thing is that the decline in corporate is actually taking down your overall credit growth. So if you look at the sequential number on an overall basis, it was just a flattish growth on a sequential basis. So that's kind of been slightly disappointing compared to where the industry is currently running at, almost 15%. And we are just half of it, and there is almost no sequential growth. So going ahead, sequentially, what are the growth areas in which you want to grow? Because even if I see your MSME book, even that has not grown. If you compare on a Y2D basis, so basically that's your target segment, which is almost 37% of the book. So I just want to understand which are the focus areas in which you want to grow, and what kind of loan growth you are targeting for financial year 23 and 24?
See, I will be focusing, as I said, on the RAM segment. when you look into the growth in my RAM segment, it is overall around 11%. As you pointed out, the MSME growth is not very high when I compare with the growth what I have in the retail or agriculture, which was about 15-16% or 13%. This is 7%. And you know that the bank is predominantly in the southern part, and we, as far as MSMEs are concerned, most of the MSMEs are picking up in their one. So we are with them, and our focus will be on increasing the MSME going forward. The guidance for 23-24 will be, we may be around 12% growth in the overall advances book.
Okay. And so for financial year 23?
Financial year 23, I may be around 10% overall.
10%.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Understood, sir. Understood. Okay. Also, okay. My next question is actually on the margins. So last quarter, we had guided that we were actually yet to take a call whether to pass on rate hikes in the interest rates. We mentioned that we'll decide later in one of our meetings. In this quarter, I am not witnessing any improvement in yield. So have we passed on any yields or are we planning to pass on any rate hikes to the customer?
Let me tell that we have passed on some of the rate increase. It's not that we have not done. We have passed on. Of course, as I was telling last time also, as far as the repo passing on is concerned, there is a time lag of around 3 months. That is how it is. But we have passed on some of them. But we have also rejigged within the RAM segment some of the portfolios, we are focusing more on the, say, gold jewel loan or the home loan, which are more secured, where the delinquency is much, much less. And naturally, the yield will be less in that. That is why when I go for rejigging within the RAM segment some of the products, the yield on advances have come down sequentially. I think it has come down by about 3 bps, not much.
Okay. So earlier we used to guide margins in the range of 4 to 4.25%. In the first 9 months we are already running at around 4.5%. So do you want to revise our guidance on margins or do we stick to our old guidance?
Having last time also I said, having a NIM of 4.5 or 4.47, what I had last quarter, is a real challenge. Maintaining that is a real challenge. However, even this Q3, we were able to face the challenge and we have slightly improved also. But again, I maintain that maintaining the 4.5 is difficult. However, definitely the NIM will be 4 plus, that is what I say, on a conservative basis. But we will be saving hard to see that we are able to maintain.
Okay. So as and when the book starts growing, loan card growth may not be... So it's broadly when TD start increasing, your margins will revert back to those 4.2 to 4.3 levels.
Yes.
Okay. So my next question is actually on the OPEX. So if you look at the other OPEX, that has actually increased in the single quarter from almost 116 crores to 138 crores. What led to that increase?
One minute. I will ask the department to give you the breakup. Okay. The adjutor will coordinate and will give you the details.
Okay. Sure, sir. So the next question is on the normalized kind of return ratios which you are targeting. Do we have any target for return ratios in terms of ROE and ROE for financial year 24?
Today I have ROE of 2 as on December, that is what I have. And what guidance we gave was, when earlier we gave the guidance that we will be around, definitely maintain above 1.5, and we have demonstrated that, much above that. And so it will be hovering around this, say 1.752 or a little above that. That is how it will be.
About 1.75?
Yes.
Okay. Understood. Thank you, sir. That's all from my side. I'll join the queue if time permits.
Thank you.
Participants who wish to ask a question, kindly press star 1. Please press star 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Ashok Ajmera from Ajcon Global. Kindly proceed.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir, we can hear you.
Hello.
Good afternoon, sir.
Very good afternoon.
Yes, compliments for another good set of numbers as far as the various ratios and other things are concerned. Profitability of the bank also good. But sir, my question is also based on now from here where, you know, because being too much conservative also and only looking for the RAM growth also will hit our profitability in future, you know, because we will not be able to reach the level at which the bank should go after having performed so very well. So number one is that what is stopping us in taking a plunge into the entire, I mean, whatever the industry is feeling, like SME loans, some of the corporate good loans accounts, some onward lending through NBFCs, some. So is there, this kind of conservative policy has been fixed by the board or you do not want to go very aggressively on this front, sir?
It is neither, Mr. Ashok. You know that you know at least about me. But at the same time, the bank has been focusing on the RAM, and that is the basically the USP of the bank. That is the strength where we have. And having said that, there are a lot of total transformation is going on, where definitely, as you suggest, that we will be. We are with open mind, both myself and also the board is with open that we will be taking up good exposures, and we will be taking up the exposures which we understand, which is commensurate to our size. Right? Like that we have been discussing. In fact, today also we had a discussion, and the board is very, very open, and I am also, you know about me, that we are for taking up a good exposure. As you rightly observed that we have to look into other avenues, we will be looking into the other avenues. Hopefully that in the days to come, demonstrate better than talking.
Yes, sir, because I feel that, you know, our base being small, we can look at some of the bank, we can observe their, like especially I would give you an example of, say Bank of Maharashtra.
Yes. Maharashtra.
That was also very comparatively a smaller bank, and then the way they have picked up and solidly picked up. It's not that they have taken any major risk or anything.
No, not at all.
And there was a time when the growth was 26%, now has tapered down to 22.5%, but still doing well. So if you can put up a team to, you know, work out on that, URC is a strong bank as on today. Even though the numbers may be less as per your size, whatever, but there is an inherent strength in the bank today. Yes. Your NIM is more than, you know, 4.4, 4.5, which is of no one's, nobody can compare, you know, with that. So
yes.
That kind of strongness you already have. So you can now prepare a roadmap for the bank to taking it to the next level.
That is the reason, Mr. Ashok, I was telling when I was talking earlier to the earlier gentleman also that maintaining the NIM of 4.5 will be challenged when I go further. So we have already reached that, and nothing wrong in slightly coming down from 4.5 with the increase in the numbers.
Yes. There is nothing wrong. You know, as long as you are, you see, all most of the other peer bank. Even a bank like Canara Bank is less than 3, even if you talk about bigger banks. And some of the other good banks also 3.5, 3.6, 3.7. So there is no, but provided you you grow also faster.
Absolutely.
Which will
absolutely
ultimately increase your bottom line and which will help the shareholders creating the value, you know, for them. Anyway, sir, second is sir on the technology and recovery front, sir. If you can,
okay.
I must have must not have actually, because there was other bank also, so I was not present here when when you were giving initial remarks.
No, I will just tell on the technology front. I was telling that we have taken a lot of projects on the digitalization. One such is the tap banking, where I will be able to onboard a new customer seamlessly. We will be rolling out very, very shortly. I just received the IS audit clearance while I was sitting in the board today. It has come. So I will be rolling out that very shortly. This will enable me to onboard the customer very quickly, seamlessly, at a very, very low cost. Today, onboarding a customer at the brick and mortar is very costly, whereas through this, I'll be saving a lot of cost, which will ultimately help me, one, to acquire more customers. Customers will have a good experience on becoming the customer of the bank. And second is that my cost will bring down. Similarly, I am also embarking upon a lot of digital of the processes, particularly on digital lending end-to-end. The work is in process. While some of the digital products will be completed before the end of the fiscal, some may be spill over to the next quarter. There is a second phase of my mobile banking with additional features and services to my customers, which will be rolled out again very shortly. That is also matured for rolling over. The UAT and other things are completed, which will be doing that. We are also going to have a total facelift for my web, for my net, internet site, where the customer's experience will be very good. Nice. They will have a good experience and feel while they come to my website. So that work is also in advanced stage, which again may be rolled over before the end of the fiscal. So both on the liability side, on the asset side, and also the other services, the digitalization is in full swing. That is as far as the IT is concerned. As far as the recovery is concerned, the recovery is, in fact, fully geared up. I should say, you can see from the numbers that I could contain the slippage. My slippage ratio, if you look at it, is one of the lowest. And the recovery, the NPA also, if you look into, we are able to make good recovery. The overall stress assets, if you look into even the SMA, SMA has been brought down considerably to 8.41%. And out of that, the SMA 2 is just 2.26%. So this 8.41 was a year back at 10.18, and the sequential quarter, it was 12.42. All these reflects the enhanced recovery efficiency, collection efficiency. That is what, as far as the recovery is concerned.
Any good, so many things are happening. I think I'm not exactly aware of your portfolio, but in this coming quarter, like the January-March quarter, do you expect some extraordinary amount of recovery from some of these resolutions, some of this NCLT or some of the OTS?
I don't have much of that, which you say. Even this quarter, some of the banks, in the beginning, they got some, but I don't have such exposures.
That's one way good also, because they became bad that time you were not affected.
Today is good.
So you are more in RAM space, so that's good. So sir, overall very good results, and look forward for some more growth. You have come recently in the market also, so the market is also looking at you. I wish you all the very best, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, kindly press star 1. The next question is from the line of Kunal Sikwani from Indvest Group. Kindly proceed.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. My question is on the SMA bit only, sir. We have done very good work bringing that number from 13.7 to around 8.4. But can you, is there any guidance wherein we want to bring the number down to where we'll be comfortable? Because 8.4 is still comparatively higher if we compare to other banks. That would be my first question.
Your voice is not very clear. Can you repeat which parameter you are referring?
Hi, sir.
Yeah.
Sir, it seems that the participant line got disconnected.
Okay.
We'll wait for them to reconnect.
Yes, yes.
We are moving on to the next question.
Yes.
It's on the line of Sandeep Joshi from Unify Capital. Kindly proceed.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity again. So my question was again on the corporate book. This quarter we have witnessed some maturity in the corporate book. Are there any few other accounts who are heading towards maturity? If yes, what's the quantum?
No, not big.
Not big.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, okay. Secondly, just a data keeping question. What was the impact on margins from our IPO proceeds?
What is the impact of?
On margins from our IPO proceeds.
I'm not able to clearly understand that. What is the voice is also not very clear.
No,
it's okay, sir. I'll take this question offline. It's okay. Sir, I have another question on this is a policy related question. Do we have a policy wherein your variable pay is actually linked to amount of a senior management or a middle level employee or employees are getting? Do we have a policy in place for this?
No, we have just started that. We have just started that for the employees down the line for this. The new recruits are being linked to that. The existing employees are governed by the industry level settlement. And the new recruits who were recruited about a year or two back, for those we have brought in the very big thing, linking to these businesses. We are also working for bringing the others into that.
Okay. So as of now, what proportion of your employees are actually linked to this variable pay?
Very, very less.
Very less. Okay. And this variable pay, is this a fixed variable pay or this will be completely based on the new business they'll get?
250 variable pay.
Pardon? Is it completely? What is your question?
Sir, am I asking the variable pay? Is the variable pay fixed in terms of 8% or 10%, or is it completely dependent upon the new business they are getting?
No, a portion of that, a percentage of the total pay is linked to a variable.
Okay, and this is across senior management, middle level management, and employees.
Yes.
Okay. The next is, what mandate we have got from the board in terms of loan growth? Is it same in the range of 10 to 12% for this and next financial year? Or this is just a base case assumption?
No, it is almost on the same line.
Okay, from the same lines. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Participants who wish to ask a question, kindly press star 1. To ask a question, please press star 1 on your touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Kunal Sukwani from Indvest Group. Kindly proceed.
Hi. Hi, sir. Am I audible now?
Yeah, better.
Yeah. Yes, sir. So, my question was on SMA bit, sir. As in, we have done very good work from to reduce the SMA from 13.7 to 8.4. But it is still higher compared to other banks. So, any kind of guidance where we want to bring this SMA number down to from 8.4 and where we will be comfortable at? That's my first question.
Okay. See, Yeah, well, one is the observation that this number 8.41, though has been brought down, compared to other banks, it is still higher. I will only say that my book mix, if you look into, I have a RAM of 89%.
Yes, sir.
Normally, the SMEs will be high in that, but in spite of that, though I have 89% of my book as RAM, I could bring down to 8.41. And even within the SMA 2 is 2.26. And even within the SMA 2, what is the slippage against the 985 crore of SMA 2 as on the previous quarter end? My slippage during the quarter is only 66 crore. All these apart, where I will be able to, ideally, I may be able to bring down around 8 in the near term.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir. Sir, my next question is on our MSME book. So basically, I wanted to get some color on the book in terms of how is this, in terms of how is it in terms of manufacturing or service, or can you give us some industry exposure wherein our MSME book has more exposure towards which industry?
I can give those details. I will ask my people to be in touch with you and give those industry-wise exposure. Where do I have more exposures? And I have on the service, I also have on the trade. So I will ask my people to send you the details.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. That was my take. Thank you.
Welcome. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor Company. Kindly proceed.
Namaskar, sir.
Namaskar, ji.
And thank you for this opportunity.
Sir,
firstly, when we look at your NII and the ROI, What are the sustainable numbers are going ahead with the type of expansion we are contemplating in terms of the credit growth advances? What is the sustainable number that we can pencil in for, say, 2 to 3 years down the line, sir?
See, as far as the ROA is concerned, you are asking us the ROA or I suppose NA and ROA you are asking. As far as the ROA is concerned, today I'm at 2. I was telling that going forward, I'll be able to maintain maybe 1.75 to 2 or 2.25. That is the range at which we will be expecting to do that. The NII will continue to be at this stage with the improvement. If you look into the NII today, the NII has gone up substantially. So we will be able to maintain this type of NII in the years to come. The NIM, there will be a little challenge when I say the NII. I should also honestly admit that there will be a challenge on the NIM. Maintaining the NIM of 4.5 will be a little difficult when I grow further, which I was explaining to the other participants who were asking the question. I said that my NIM will be above 4 plus. That will be the same guidance which I gave last quarter. Same thing I said that it will be difficult, but we could be able to not only maintain, marginally increase that also. So we will be able to do that.
Sir, if you could give some more granular understanding, taking into account the size of the business the bank is conducting and its geographical presence, mainly I think so, more concentration in the southern part, how are these 4% NIM? I think so. These are the best industry averages. Absolute numbers may look different because of the size of the bank. Yes. But if we go for any comparison, 4% NIMs are, we are not an NBFC or like that where we can command and you can guide for 4% yes. Even going ahead.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. Absolutely right. That is what I said, that 4.5 maintaining will be a challenge, but anyhow, we will be definitely above 4 when I grow. Now, what I plan is that, though today I am predominantly at Tamil Nadu, I also have plans of expanding my wings, and I was just giving in my one earlier that I will be opening more branches. Very shortly, I will have my first footprint in the northeastern part of the country. Likewise, other states also I will be expanding. So maintaining this 4.5 will be a little challenge. However, the efforts will be made to offset whatever it is by way of mobilizing more CASA, bringing down my cost of deposits. Thereby, I will be able to do and hope that I will have the NIM of above 4. That should be a good number.
Yeah, yes, sir. So that is what you are apprising us for going ahead. Sir, if we take the increased cost of fund because of the higher because of this repo rate increase, gradual increase by RBI, so what percentage of our loans get are repriced and are on floating rate, and what percentage are on a fixed basis? If you could provide us.
Okay. If you talk of fixed rate and floating rate, most of my loans are under floating rate. But again, within the floating rate, I can divide into two categories. One is linked to the MCLR, one is linked to the repo rate. Okay. Now, the repo rate, the passing on, we have a time lag of around 3 months. So that is how it operates. And again, you are telling that we are not an NBFC maintaining this NIM and other things. The market conditions will also be looked into. And that is how, in fact, we revised, passed on some of the increase and some be absorbed. So the around 40% of my loan book should be linked to the repo rate.
Correct, sir. Sir, when I look at your presentation, sir, firstly, sir, it's a very elaborate and lot of work has gone into it. Thank you for the team for giving such a vivid presentation. When we look at your PCR ratio currently closer to 90%, what does this indicate to us? When there is only a strong possibility of now getting these NPAs are even going to be lower going ahead since we are at a closer to 90%. What does this number signify for us?
This number signifies what is the amount of cushion that I have to fall upon. Against my NPAs, whatever is there, I have around 90% as the provision. So in case of any shock, this is a good shock absorber. It clearly indicates that the bank will be able to do. Now, your another question is, going forward, how it will be? I have to only explain that my going forward with these provisions, my asset, the overall balance sheet will be strong, and the way we are able to have efficiency in the recovery and containing the slippages, I do not foresee much of increase in the NPAs, and these provisions will be helping a lot. For your information, in fact, during this current quarter, we front-loaded some of the provisions, which has also gone a long way in increasing this provision coverage ratio and also bringing down the net NPA. Ultimately, these are the strong points of the balance sheet where the bank is now.
Sir, a couple of more, 2.3 points once again, sir. Sir, then we are a very well-funded organization. And going ahead, we are not looking for raising any capital or because of now our footprint increasing. What is our capital raising program, if any, going ahead?
No, we don't have plans of raising any capital in the near future because if you look into my capital adequacy, the capital adequacy is much above what is required. It is more than 24%, of which around 22% plus itself is CET1. So I am well capitalized. So, and I have to tell that very recently we came out with the IPO and raised the funds to a tune of around 810 crores. So I will not be requiring the capital in the near future.
Right, sir. Just to put the point for the IPO, sir, when we priced our IPO at around 510-15 level, how did we come to that number, sir, taking into account, I think, so our book value is around 430. So, going ahead, sir, how should investors value the type of business where we are specialized going ahead? How should market price in the valuation? Because I think so, the interest, there is a lot of interest in the banking sector as a whole. But when we look at TMB as a beginner, if I can say, on the in the listing space, there's a lot of steps needed to create that awareness going ahead in the investing fraternity.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. In fact, the answer for this, I was expecting from you, being an analyst, right? You are specialized in that. But still, let me tell that these are market-driven. How the price was fixed is based on the market conditions that have been done. And going forward, the market will be definitely recognizing the performance, as you said, and I expect more PB ratio for my stock.
Right, sir. What my suggestion was, sir, if we could have, going ahead, sir, if we could have engaged an IR team so that the decimation of information or your interaction with the investing community, that would have provided suffice more further interaction, not keeping everything closer, keeping it with the banking people, engaging the right set of people for the right will create the right output and create value creation going ahead.
Yes, sir. I fully recognize what you say. We will be definitely engaging ourselves, and I myself plan to come to Mumbai and meet you all and interact at regular intervals. Hope to meet you soon.
No, I was looking for particularly IR team, sir.
Yes,
if you engage, yeah.
No,
if you create a team, yeah.
I'll be engaging them.
Okay, sir. Coming to the CASA part, sir, when I look at your presentation, we have seen a degrowth, I think, sir, correct me there, in your CASA. So what's going to be the trajectory going ahead?
No, degrowth in a sequential quarter, you may have seen a marginal degrowth. I will not say much. For a bank of this size, it is a marginal degrowth of, say, 100 crores or something, not a very big one. But if you look year on year, the CASA has grown by about 10%, while the current alone has grown around 12%. So this is a temporary phenomena. What has happened, maybe a small degrowth as of 31st of December. I expect that my CASA will be definitely growing at the same pace of more than 10% on a year-on-year basis. We have given a lot of thrust. We have taken a lot of initiatives on the digital front to enable the customers to have the ease of banking with us, which will definitely be acquiring the new customers. And also, we are enhancing our CRM module, customer relationship management module, which will also enable me to have more engagement with the customers, which will ultimately bring more CASA. So going forward, I expect a good growth.
Sir, what we have observing in the new age bank or the technologically driven banking system is the engagement with fintech companies, where the acquisition of this liability franchise is also cost effective, and you can easily generate more business. So what are the type of technological advancement or engagement with fintech companies the bank is looking to grow its business going ahead?
We also have engagement with the fintechs. Rather, in the recent times, we have been having a lot of dialogues with many fintechs. As I said, the digital product for customer acquisition, I was earlier also, someone was asking, I said that the tap banking, which has been just cleared, I will be rolling out very shortly. The tap banking is again has been developed with the help of people like this. My customer relationship manager will be at the doorsteps of the customer. They need not take the pains of coming here or going there. Through the tab, in few minutes, a regular account can be opened, that is seamlessly. So these type of things we are engaging with the fintech. We also have plans of utilizing the corporate BCs who have been trained, and the process is going on with the latest technology, which will enable me for taking a lot of new businesses, both on the liability and also the lead on the asset side.
But sir, lastly, sir, what are the key verticals where we are still not adequately present, and new initiative will be taken by the bank to have its presence in those avenues? Where are we working, wherein we can improve our presence and thereby the business profile going ahead?
No, So if you ask the vertical, in fact, the vertical I am present, but where I am focusing today on the vertical is on the digitalization of maybe various products and services and also the process. In fact, I am working on end-to-end digital lending, which will enable me to enhance the get the more business. So all the digitalization is the focus for me. I was telling someone that the aim is that the bank should be made as the most preferred digital bank.
Sir, in terms, in continuation to that, sir, how are you making use of technology in early warning system, EWS, or artificial intelligence that will help you detect the stress in your in the system at a faster? Yeah.
When I said digitalization of the
product, it will cover everything. Yeah.
And services. This also includes today. I have an early warning system, which is able to throw the alerts to me and the enhancement. That's what I said. Yeah, a whole lot of digital transformation has been embarked upon on different areas, on the different products, processes, and services. When I say process, that includes the service processes like EWS, which is very, very important. We are also discussing on deploying the AI. Maybe it will take a little more time for us to come to that stage.
Sir, when I look at the line item, interest on balance with Reserve Bank and the interest received, that has gone down for if we compare on a year-on-year basis from 21 crore to 5.25 crore. So what explains this number, and also the employee cost year-on-year is down. So for the year as a whole, what should be penciling in as the employee cost?
So as far as the employee cost is concerned, it may have gone down because you know that the actuary valuation based on the duration, on the investments what we have, when we get as a thumb rule, when we have adverse NPM in the treasury book, the provision for my employees' benefit will be a beneficial one. That is a thumb rule. So accordingly, the requirements based on the actuary requirements, whatever is required has been done, might have come down in that. That is the reason why the employee cost have come down. Rather, I have provided something envisaging the revision in the wages, though nothing has started, but I have started providing for that. That is how it is. As far as the interest on the RBI is concerned, I will request CFO to give details.
Earlier, we were keeping some amount on repo and call lending. Now it is deployed in the investment. So the interest on investment has come up. So it is neutralized there.
Sir, I didn't get you, sir. Come on.
No. Interest on investment, it has gone up. So
income on investment has gone up.
Interest income on investment.
That is basically mentioned as income on investment. It is interest income on investment.
So it's a clubbing part is different. The income has been clubbed under income on investment.
Yes,
right.
Correct.
On a concluding part, sir, if you could give us some understanding, what kind of growth are we envisaging for a bank to in the coming 2 years? If you could give an outline to us. How the growth?
Coming 2 years, I will give, but the immediate one in the short and medium term, I can say that my guidance will be the growth of loan book by about 10 to 12%.
Our advances will go by 10 to 12%.
12%, yes.
Okay, and the cost of deposit also will definitely be going up because of the rising interest rate.
No, I said about the advances. As far as the cost of deposit is concerned, it will marginally go up, but may not be to a greater extent.
Right. Thank you, sir, for the elaborate answer, and and I hope that there will be more interaction. Only a con call won't suffice the investor interest, and steps would be taken by the team to look into our request.
Definitely.
Moderator, before we go to the next question, can you just have this as a lab question, please?
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Sure, sir.
Participants who wish to ask a question, kindly press star 1. The next question is from the line of Ashok Ajmera from Ajcon Global. Kindly proceed.
Oh, yeah. Thanks a lot. I was waiting for last 15, 20 minutes. But,
yes,
sir,
yes,
I have given the opportunity because my colleague, I mean, somebody was talking to you for a long time and he was asking for a physical meeting one-to-one. I don't know what will happen in one-to-one. He will see other people also waiting in the queue to ask the questions or some information point. But anyway, nevertheless,
yes.
Sir, the points were very good, sir. Our bank needs now, after doing a good work, a lot of visibility is required. And you are being a listed bank now, should look for a pan-India kind of a bank. And point of information or question, sir, how are we expanding our administrative and controlling disbursement recovery reach? Like even in Mumbai itself, sir, you do not have any kind of office in the main city, either at Fort Nariman Point or BKC or somewhere where, where people can come interact and this thing. I think you have in New Bombay, even your own regional office. We should be somewhere in the center of Mumbai city. This is number one. Number two is other places also. Is there any plan like going to a big way into Pan India so that that takes the bank to the next level?
Agreed. See, as far as your questions, I can break to two, three parts. One is expanding my network. As far as expanding the network is concerned, we will be opening a branch in the northeastern part of the country and also something on the eastern and spread across all the northwest like that. We'll be expanding the branches. As far as the administrative office, most particularly Mumbai, what you asked today, Navi Mumbai is I will not say upcoming, it has already come up. So that is one of the important things. Much of happenings are taking place. Rather, people have shifted from Fort Nariman Point to BKC. Maybe in the days to come, they will be. Nevertheless, in today's world, as you said, about one-to-one meeting or anything, we are enabling for the digital. Thereby, I want to bring down that path and enhance more of the digital meetings with the customers where we can have. That is what I am working on that, so that the place where we have office is immaterial, that I will be able to interact with the customers, means my regional manager or whosoever it is, will be able to interact with the customers and the paper should move digitally and should be disposed of quickly. That is how we are doing that. So that is, I hope that in the digital world, that should not be a problem.
So I would just like to inform that the participant line is disconnected at the moment.
Okay, if anybody, otherwise.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you. I thank all the participants for having spent their time to interact with me and my officials. As I was telling that, I will be eagerly looking to meet you all also. We will be having. And definitely with all your support and this, we will be able to again perform well in the years to the quarters to come. Once again, thank you very much for joining the call. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Tamil Nadu Mercantile Bank Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.